back to the show, back to the laughs. Is that a question mark or a period?
I'm not really sure.
Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Okay, Kurt, have been doing the show from home last couple of days as he's recovering from COVID. And yesterday, Kurt, you told us how bored you were. Remember those famous last words?
Huh? That was a mistake, yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. So I looked at Colleen.
You guys assigned some homework.
Yeah, I looked at Colleen. I said, why don't you come up with some shows for Kurt to watch and stream while he's at home? Because I knew you would come up with just the right ones. And you gave a good few good examples, but we ended up choosing Firefly Lane with Katherine Heigl in it. Here's a clip for those of you who don't know anything about the show.
The music might have changed with the decades,
but the promises made on Firefly Lane remained. Best friends forever.
Loving you.
This was the
isn't the right thing to do. The music's good, even. Yes.
The music is fine. The music is fine. This was the toughest homework assignment I've had to do since high school English when I had to do a report on Wuthering Heights. This was ridiculous. This was 3 hours. Oh my gosh.
I want to preface this by saying I know you well enough to know you don't like Katherine Heigl. This was part of my fun with all of this because people had all these suggestions, and I know what you've watched and what you like. I'm not going to offer that up. Right?
No, people were actually offering you good shows.
I know.
Come on, people. Catch on. That was not what we were trying to do. We don't want him to be happy.
All right. So what did you want to say, Kurt?
Well, I tried to put aside my feelings toward Katherine Heigl. I was like, okay, all right, that's part of this. But that I gotta put that away and look at this as a show. And I gotta tell you, it's terrible. Oh, and I will admit, you told me I had to watch 3 episodes.
Yep.
I watched 3 episodes. After the second episode, because they're about 48 minutes long, I found out something on Netflix that I forgot about. You can watch some shows at 1.5 times speed, and that's what I watched the third episode at. So I only had to watch 37 minutes of that dribble.
All right, here's the deal.
Kate and Tully, oh my gosh, Carl. Okay, I get it's a coming of age sort of tale of whatever.
Well, of course, there was a Fleetwood Mac song in it.
I love it.
So many ABBA songs in Fleetwood Mac. It's so good.
It's such a
Kurt, I knew you were going to do something like this. I knew you were going to do something like this and, you know, basically skip through it all or fast forward or maybe.
But I watched it.
Okay. Well, okay, but
I knew this was going to happen.
Okay, other than you just hated it, exactly what? What did you hate about it? Be specific.
It was just so hokey. Like, it travels through different time periods. Is it the late 70s and 60s and then the 80s and then the 90s? And to be honest, I was kind of confused at times as to what era we actually were in. And I was like, wow, why is she rocking a Farrah Fawcett haircut? That seems weird.
It jumps around.
Like, oh, because we're in the 80s.
Yes.
I got it. Okay.
It jumps around. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Different
everything
ages.
Everything was so just hokey when that other woman who had won Miss Washington, and she was the reporter that Tully wanted the job of, mm-hmm. and she's like, this is a compact disc. It doesn't scratch. And I'm like, of course you're going to scratch it, and it's going to scratch. Oh, no. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And I could just picture you, Colleen, just going, oh, my gosh. They didn't go there.
It was the 80s, Kurt. They were representing that time.
I understand. And, like, I couldn't get over Kate's glasses as a kid. Those things were just... I actually liked those. Those were fine because
they were your glasses.
Yes.
Pull out your picture.
I like Kate's... I mean, Carl, half the jokes were, your last name is Malarkey? That was it. Tell me there weren't 7 jokes about Malarkey. Your name's Kate Malarkey. Your last name's Malarkey?
Yeah. Okay. What's the premise of the show again, quickly, Colleen?
Just the friends. It's a coming of age.
They were best friends. They're still best friends.
Under certain circumstances, and
right.
just a friendship standing the test of time, or... Doesn't.
Well, I mean, at some point, I'm sure they've had a falling out or drifted apart.
Yes, I mean, Tully steals all of Kate's men, or that's what Kate thinks.
Okay. Well, Kurt, I mean, you sound like you watched it, but the only way to find out for sure is Colleen has prepared a quiz.
Here's the deal.
Oh, okay.
If you can pass my quiz, you're off the hook. If you don't pass my quiz, you got to watch another three episodes.
Okay, Kurt, you just a few minutes because Colleen's quiz for Kurt on Firefly Lane is on the way in just a few minutes.
Could it be part of the conversation on air? Follow the thread on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt Facebook page.